League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome back to Tip TV Finance. It's interview time with the CEO of Aura Energy, Peter Reeven. Just in case you haven't heard of the company, it's because it's relatively new to the AIM market. And you're also listed in Australia, aren't you, Peter?
That's right, exactly.
Right. So are you enjoying your time on AIM so far?
Yeah, look, it's been a strategic decision that we've thought about for a couple of years. We've got a project in Sweden, a project in Mauritania in Africa. So when you're running those and marketing those, if you like, from an office down in Melbourne in Australia, it's a long way away. So to be in the UK makes a lot of sense, and it's gone very smoothly so far.
Sounds like a logistical nightmare with Australia, London, and Africa and Sweden.
It's
a lot of flying, do you?
It's been interesting, and we do like to travel.
And how did you find these assets? I mean,
a good story. You know, we had a group of technical people. We're all from previously very big companies: Shell, Billiton, BHP, Rio. And we've got a very good technical team. When the uranium price was high 8 or 9 years ago, they went out and searched for uranium, and they made both of these discoveries, both Tiris in Mauritania and Hagen in Sweden, as virgin discoveries. So we found them ourselves.
Right. I've got to ask you, I mean, I'm not an expert on uranium.
Yeah.
But it seems that it's been in a bear market for a long time. Is there going to be any change to that?
Look, I think it will. If you go out to 2020, 2021, pretty well to a person, the charts on supply-demand see a big increase in demand, or I should say a continuing increase in big demand with a big fall-off in supply. And with the price being low for as long as it's been now, there's been this very big underinvestment. So with an underinvestment, you just don't have the supply replacing. It will drive the price higher.
But what's the main drive? What are the main drivers? Is it the environmentalists? Is it just the sheer demand for energy? What's the real driver there?
If I was to pick one element, the biggest build in nuclear in the world at the moment is China. And China, as we know, has got terrible air quality issues. And I know the Chinese government have been very concerned about the amount of asthma that the children have there. They have to clean up the air. They don't muck around. They're just saying, let's put nuclear in because we've got to get rid of this pollution in the air. And the rest of it, there needs to be alternatives to coal for baseload power, and that also drives it.
So basically, something's got to happen, or something's got to give pretty soon anyway.
Absolutely. I would say it must happen before 3 years because you really do have this big supply gap opening up. I think it's a bit tactical at the moment. We had the Fukushima issue that occurred. The utilities decided to rely on the spot market. They can't rely on the spot market forever. They will have to come back into the long-term contracting market. And when they do that, it'll be like 100 people crowded through one door and the price will go up as a result and the uranium equities will follow.
I think we've got a couple of slides just to formalise what we're doing here. Or a snapshot, two significant uranium developments, projects in Africa and Europe. And you've got, you're slightly diversified across gold, soda ash and lithium. And you've got that backing of your experience, many years of experience, I presume.
Yeah, we've got a good team, a very experienced team who've been in the big companies. We're not here to buy and sell properties, and we really want to get into production, and we think these uranium projects are important. More recently, and even maybe to bridge the weakness in the uranium price for a while, we've picked up these gold, soda ash and lithium prospects, and we think they can provide a lot of good news flow, a lot of interest as we bring results out on those. They're very, very good prospects, the gold. The gold's almost equivalent to the big belts in Kalgoorlie, except there's only one or two players there. So I think the market over here picked up that the gold was good quality and an interesting interim strategy for us to play whilst uranium's still a little flat. So people have liked it.
So, I mean, as I was hinting at, you're a wise old head as far as the mining sector is concerned. People looking at your company, you've just come to market a few weeks ago. Mm. What is the driver for them, let's say, looking at you and thinking, well, that might make a good investment? What are the bullet points?
Two things. Tiris is a good project. It can get into production very quickly at a very low capex, $45 million US. Additionally, we have this big Hagen longer-term option play on the uranium price. So that's one good aspect of the company. And then I think the gold, soda ash and the lithium gave them the thought that these guys aren't a one-trick pony. They've got a number of other aspects, a number of other options they can use to give us results, to get our share price up, pay dividends in the future. So I think it's just those two things that have driven the interest.
Right.
We've got a very supportive group of cornerstone investors in London. They've been fantastic.
Right, and from my knowledge of these things, lithium's supposed to be the new rock and roll, is it?
It's having a nice dance on the floor at the moment. There's no doubt about it.
Right, so that would be another. But are you? Would you regard yourself as? Mainly a uranium player. Is that
absolutely
what you think about?
The key focus for Aura Energy is to get Tiris into production as soon as we can and at a very low cash cost, in time for that uranium price to go up. And that's what we're looking for. We think that we might be able to turn Tiris on as the uranium price is recovering, and that would be a good thing. But in the interim, we're resource people, we're business people, we understand shareholders want returns, they don't want to see a company stagnate, so we're going to do other things with the skills we've got, and the soda ash, the lithium, the gold fill that bill quite nicely.
I think there's one more slide to look at there. So your portfolio all over the place or in wide-reaching areas. What's the next major milestone for you?
I think we're going to announce a gold exploration program, and we're going to announce the restart of the Tiris feasibility study, and we'll get results out of both of those. We'll also do some sampling on the lithium, and that should all happen probably before the end of the year. So there'll be a constant flow of interesting news coming out in, like you say, a wide range of areas.
I mean, obviously, private investors are not known for their patience. You know, they want things done yesterday, and that's something you're presumably aware of.
I'm very aware of it. I was a funds manager I'm a technical person originally, but I was a funds manager for a period of time, investment manager. I know how their brains work, and I understand I've got to match what they have as expectation.
Well, it sounds like you'll have a good life on the stock market over here. Peter Reeve, CEO of Aura Energy, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you very much.
We'll be back after the break.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.